many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew chapter 20, verse 29 to 34. Matthew 20, 29 to 34. As Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was going by, they shouted, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet, but they shouted all the louder, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." Jesus stopped and called them. "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. "Lord," they answered, "we want our sight." Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately they received their sight and followed him. My theme for reflection is crying out to Jesus for healing and wholeness. Crying out to Jesus for healing and wholeness. Matthew 20, 29 to 34 reveals the significance of faith, compassion, and the true greatness of Jesus. In this passage, Jesus encounters two blind beggars on the road to Jerusalem. These men, ignored and marginalized by society, desperately cry out for mercy. "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." They plead, recognizing their deep need for healing. Their cries cut through the noise of the crowd, drawing Jesus' attention and compassion. At this moment, Jesus teaches us about what true greatness looks like in God's kingdom. While the disciples and crowd are concerned with status and outward appearances, Jesus shows that greatness lies in humble service, compassion, and attending to the least among us. In responding to these blind men, Jesus demonstrates that no one is beyond his love, and that healing and transformation are available to all who earnestly seek him. The faith of these beggars stands in stark contrast to the unbelief of the crowd and even the disciples. Despite being told to be silent, they persist in crying out for mercy, believing that Jesus alone can heal them. This teaches us an important truth. We only cry out to the Lord when we recognize our need for him. It is when we acknowledge our brokenness, our spiritual blindness, that we begin to reach out for God's grace. My dear friends, in our modern world, we often find ourselves surrounded by noise, political strife, social pressures, and personal struggles. Like the crowd around Jesus, many voices can try to silence us or distract us from reaching out to the Lord. Yet this passage reminds us that Jesus is always ready to listen, no matter how loud the world becomes. The key is in recognizing our need for him and persistently seeking his mercy. Our culture tends to value self-sufficiency, but the gospel calls us to humility. Like the blind beggars, we must understand that true healing, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual, comes only from Christ. As N.T. Wright notes, faith is not just a vague religious feeling, but trust in the one who has shown himself trustworthy. The blind men trusted in Jesus, and their trust was rewarded with not just physical sight, but a deeper connection with the one who heals both body and soul. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life are you blind to your need for Jesus, relying on your own strength instead of His grace? Number two, how can you cultivate the persistence of these beggars in your own prayer life, continuing to seek God's mercy despite distractions or obstacles? Heavenly Father, we come before you in humble recognition of our need for your mercy and grace. Like the blind beggars, we cry out, Lord, have mercy on us. Forgive us for the times we have relied on our own strength or allowed the voices around us to distract us from seeking you. Heal us, O Lord, and open our eyes to see your truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.